Hello, and welcome to the Badger Politic. I'm Scott Stearns.
Hello, this is Paul Sickle. I've got a few minutes. It's a Thanksgiving holiday. Uncle Rick is in town, so I promised I would talk to him, and he definitely had a few things he wanted to share with you, Scott.
It is the holiday week. I mean, most podcasts are off. So, been a couple weeks. A lot going on around the impeachment inquiry.
Yes.
On the Intelligence Committee in the House, led by Mr. Adam Schiff. So they had Gordon
Sondland. A taciturn series of events, if you will.
They had Gordon Sondland, U.S. ambassador to the EU, last week, testifying.
A former hotelier.
Yeah.
He said that the President Zelensky, not Alderman Zelensky, President Zelensky,
not to be confused with,
loves Trump's ass. He loves your ass.
Yeah.
That was one of the more lighthearted moments of this thing. I actually like Sondland as far as Trumpers are concerned.
He gave some very good testimony.
Yeah, and the weird thing is, though, I still think he was trying to protect Trump. I think there's still buds.
He, like, went right up to the line where he, like, couldn't get fired.
But he also wasn't, like, totally full of shit, either. Like, they're
right.
I wouldn't call him a man of enormous integrity, but he was sort of, like, a little bit more likable than the average Trump guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
what's interesting is the Marquette poll came out last week.
Yeah, sobering results.
It was not cause for celebration.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. No, I was not drinking champagne.
So this was actually pre-Sondland testimony, and it was
it came out the day he testified.
Yeah, and in terms of the support for impeachment, it was 40% for, 53% against, 6% undecided.
For independents.
Registered voters.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
Yeah.
Wait, is this impeach and remove?
This is, yes, impeach and remove.
Okay. Yeah, that's still really bad. The right is going to argue that, look, Trump's draining the swamp. If he considers his political enemies a swamp, he's draining them too.
Right.
It's a system of unearned privilege, as if Trump doesn't have unearned privilege. Obviously, Trump did it.
There was a quid pro quo. There was bribery. Let's just lay it on the table.
Right.
It appears as if there was bribery.
So
they pulled back the Ukraine funding on the same day that this phone call happened. This was a thing.
Here's the thing, but clearly you're not going to actually succeed in removing him until an election.
It's very clear.
If you can't finish the job,
then why waste the time?
Yeah, like, sometimes prosecutors are pretty sure somebody did something, but they figure they can't prove it to a jury, so they don't push through the trial.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if there aren't other issues that, since there's an election coming up in less than a year now, if there aren't other issues that Trump could be, defeated on, and this might be eclipsing those issues.
Well, I mean, so we just talked about the Marquette numbers.
All of our candidates in the Marquette poll took a big hit.
I was going to go into that. I just wanted to point out that support for impeachment has gone
rebounded since the Marquette poll.
Since the Marquette poll and since the Sondland testimony.
Right. But those are national polls now.
They're national polls, and obviously they're subject to change. People are going to be going over Thanksgiving. The holidays are hitting. These things are going to ebb and flow.
Now, the national polls, though, did follow the Marquette poll.
Yeah.
And they were actually went, it wasn't just Wisconsin, the support went down everywhere. Bottom line is there's a national phenomenon going on, and I had heard there's other research going on nationally showing that impeachment is not helping the Democratic candidates.
Well,
because it's a confusing issue, and it takes away from the issues that are less confusing, that are more obvious, that hurt Trump.
We talked about this early on when this whole thing kind of got underway. If you're going to do this, you want to get it done, and you want to get it done quickly. It's fucking hot potato. We're going into Thanksgiving. I mean, how much work is going to get done in December?
I think it's hot stuffing now.
It could be.
But unfortunately, it's hot running stuffing that's gross.
The further this bleeds into 2020,
it's a hot mess.
I think it does create a problem because it takes up all the oxygen in the room.
I think it's a big problem.
I think the hope was early on that they would get this thing done this fall and then you'd move on. But now,
from everything I've heard, they're moving as fast as they can.
Of course they can, but there's dependencies because you have to subpoena people and then they may or may not want to
come. But I don't think anybody realistically thought
there's court hearings that have to happen because we don't know if, like Don McGahn supposedly now is going to be compelled to testify, but they're going to appeal that. And so how long is that going to get dragged out? there's a lot of stuff that's in play.
Even if Pelosi and company are saying that we want this over with quickly, doesn't that tell you something about the politics of this, that they're perilous? Doesn't that raise a red flag?
It does.
Impeachment's a political act.
We are where we are. Next week, the Judiciary Committee in the House takes it up. The hearings start there. We'll see where that goes.
Now, the good news is you were talking about, I kind of cut you off, some of Sondland's testimony and other
testimony
did start to land, and it does appear to be moving the public nationally.
But that's now. We don't know where that's going to go.
Right. So it does appear that even in Wisconsin, we would expect the numbers have actually improved.
If they were to do a Marquette poll today, you would hope, anyway, that the numbers would be better. But other stuff from the Marquette poll, the head-to-head matchups with the leading presidential candidates was not good news either.
Biden was down net 9 points.
44-47 against Trump. Sanders, 45-48 against Trump. Warren, 43-48 against Trump. Pete Buttigieg, 39-47. Not good news.
No, it wasn't.
It was a little bit more Republican sample by a few points versus the previous poll, so that may account for some of that. But the trend, obviously, is not in the right direction if you want a Democrat to win next year.
Let's not forget that, Biden was plus six in the previous poll. Now he's minus three. That's a negative nine. Warren had similar results as did not as much Buttigieg. The one thing I would say about Buttigieg, he had the lowest number, but you know what? Trump's number was 47 against him, as it was against Biden, and then it was 48 against Sanders and 48 against Warren.
Yeah.
Point being, Trump was at 47 or 48 against everybody.
Yeah.
So that gives you a little bit of hope in that it was sort of a function of name recognition, how high the Democrats were.
Sure.
Buttigieg was the lowest name recognition, being the furthest behind. Biden being the closest with the highest name recognition. So there was a continuum there.
Sorry. I do find it hard to believe, though, that it was that much of a swing between polls. I mean, you're talking about just about over a month between those two polls.
I don't know. It was really cold that week, and maybe you were in a bad mood.
So we had the Democratic debate last week as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
that could be another reason that the poll numbers went down, by the way, where have been all these Democratic debates.
The Marquette poll came out, I think, the same day as the debate.
I know, but after three or four previous ones, I do think that these debates have been pretty corrosive on all the candidates alike. And the thing I would point out with Marquette poll is that actually Trump's approval ratings were still underwater.
Yeah.
And they weren't much worse than, or much better for him in that case, than the previous poll that showed all the Democrats beating him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it might not all be impeachment. It might actually have something to do with the Democrats beating the shit out of each other and making each other look bad, which then helps the incumbent. The same effect was actually something that Obama enjoyed against the Republicans in 2012.
Any takeaways from the debates at all? I thought there were a few candidates that actually did pretty well. I thought Booker actually had a pretty decent debate. Other than that, I think Sanders, I think, held his own. I thought he did pretty well.
I think they didn't beat each other up this bad.
Yeah, it was definitely not the boxing match that some of the previous ones have been.
I think that's a really good thing. And at least a few of them have been having really good debates all the time. You wouldn't be seeing Bloomberg get into this. You wouldn't be seeing Deval Patrick get into this. And things like that. You know, and Bloomberg,
he's going to spend a shit ton of money.
I certainly don't want, like, the idea of somebody buying the elections, but his ad is awesome. It's very pro-Bloomberg, but actually it's more anti-Trump than anything. And I think that ads like that, if they get seen widely, even if it doesn't help Bloomberg win, which actually I hope it doesn't, it will help make the argument that we don't want Trump. And I think that sometimes Democrats need to be reminded of it. And President Obama himself was reminding Democrats at fundraisers, saying, look, we're going to have to get behind one of these people. Let's not worry about it.
Right. No, it was a good ad, and it goes into the fact that he became mayor after 9/11 and tried to couple the community back together.
It talks about Bloomberg, but it really just talks about 9/11, the themes of diversity, health care, the rich paying the taxes.
And he goes into gun violence. I mean, Bloomberg has been very active on that front, to his credit.
Yeah, it just reminds people of the issues that we're going to be able to win with.
He points out his position on health care. You know, everybody that needs healthcare should get it, and everybody that wants to keep what they have today should keep it.
Let's be clear. I believe in, I'm much more in line with probably Warren's policies or maybe Bernie's policies than these other candidates. However, I'm not sure, and part of it's the way, honestly, especially Warren is selling it, that they have policies that are going to be majority winners.
And they'll
build a broad majority. They might have majority support, but they won't have intensity. Whereas gun violence, remembering what our country is, you know, it's about when we rose up in unity after 9/11 instead of the divisiveness of today. The health care issue and Trump kicking people off and the rich getting away without paying the taxes.
Those are all good things.
Yeah, Bloomberg. He also talked about the environment, too, which I think are the five issues you'll see carry the day if we win. And this is one of the reasons I wish we were talking more about this, but because of impeachment. So thank you. In a way, for Bloomberg, for talking about them and spending millions and millions of dollars to do so.
Right.
Because with impeachment, we don't get that discussed much.
Yeah.
So I gotta run. But
all right.
I think my uncle will like to step in.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And all right. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
I'm going to try not to talk to Uncle Rick too much. So if he floats back, I apologize.
All right. So the impeachment numbers with the Marquette poll were concerning. However, they're a snapshot in time, as all polls are. So we'll see where things go.
Oh, hey there, Scotty. You still doing that podcast tonight?
Oh, hey, Rick.
Oh.
How are you?
Oh, good to see you.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving. I know you got to be a happy man. You know, you finally got what you wanted. You got, you know, you guys can't win an election, so you got your impeachment. You got your squad that talked to Pelosi and convinced her that the only way to get a socialistic country was through impeachment.
I don't know, Rick. What do you think about these elections down in Kentucky and Louisiana? I mean,
well, I think that was because, you know, those elections aren't always fair down in the deep south. You know, a little bit of vote rigging down there. You got to keep honest about that.
I would say the South has some of the strictest voting laws in the country, Rick.
I stay in the South during the winter most of the time, and not everything is as it appears.
Well, I agree with that statement.
But it's a great holiday coming up. I enjoy, you know, sitting at the dinner table, talking to people like you and your wife and trying to, you know, educate you all about Americanism.
Sure. So what are your thoughts? I mean, there's a lot going on. There's,
you know,
the impeachment probe. I mean, this looks like some pretty damning evidence that's coming up against Mr. Trump. What do you think?
I mean, it just proved the corruption of the Bidens.
Oh, sure.
And Pelosi, I think, owed Biden some favors from the past.
But what about the bribery with Ukraine?
Bribery?
Holding back funding for Ukraine defense?
Sure. Well, I know Hunter Biden tried to do that to enrich his family.
We're talking about the fact that Congress allocated funding for Ukraine. The executive branch is obligated to provide. And then,
who's the executive branch?
That would be the president of the United States.
You mean Obama?
Who's the current president, Rick?
Oh, you're saying Trump. Okay, so he gets to choose whether or not to give this money.
No, it's actually, he's compelled to provide it under U.S.
You got to know that the president controls the finances of the United States of America.
That's actually not true at all. Congress controls the funding.
Congress
holds the purse strings.
But it is the president.
Article 1 of the Constitution is Congress.
Yeah, that's, you just say that because you don't like the Electoral College, which we had to use.
I can provide you with a copy of the Constitution, Rick. I mean, Article 1 says Congress allocates money.
I've got the Constitution in my bathroom wall.
The president has to carry out the wishes of Congress. That's kind of how the Constitution works.
My thinking was, I don't remember any founder saying that Donald J., our president, would have to follow the wishes of Nancy Pelosi.
Well,
when did the founders say, oh, Nancy Pelosi is going to run America? That didn't say that, no. She doesn't control everything, Scott. You got to understand.
Well, nobody controls everything, Rick. Don't run away with it. Come on.
She doesn't get to say when Donald Trump spends money. He's our president. We have to unite behind him. You got to realize that he is an American president for all Americans.
Yeah.
Not for the illegals, but for the all-American citizens.
For all Americans.
No, he's our president for all Americans.
Doesn't have to answer to the people's house. I get it.
It's his decision. He saw corruption where it was, and he decided he had to put a stop to it.
And he came out and did that. What corruption is that?
Well, it's the Hunter Biden and his cocaine and his Burisma. I mean, you know, I mean, Giuliani was on the case. He's a seasoned prosecutor. He was on the case from the get-go. You got to give that guy credit.
Oh, yeah. He's done so much good.
You know, he's enterprising. I mean, that's what I really like about
Giuliani. Is that why he's lawyering up right now?
I think you just notice that with against the Democrat resistance, that it'll push. You know, you have to convict the Bidens on Burisma. You've got to really push.
I think he's looking at Roger Stone going down, and
you know, if he's got a, I know he's got Michael a place in Florida. Michael he Cohen. Can come stay with Patty and me in the Villages. We got a little golf shack. We can we'll refurbish it. He can hide with us if he needs to.
Didn't Rudy hire Michael Cohen's lawyers?
I'm just joking, but you know what? You know, Rudy is a powerful man and a respectable American. In fact, we probably should have listened to Rudy more. Had a Rudy Republican Party, not a Bush Republican Party.
Well, you know,
but Trump didn't understand that, and he gets that, and that's why you know. I know you people from the Democrat Party don't get it, and the Bushes are practically part of the Democrat Party too.
What happened to Rudy? I mean, he used to be considered a moderate Republican. He was pro-choice and one of these guys who was would work with Democrats and was considered moderate.
Well, I think he would still work with the Democrat Party, but they left him.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
You know, I think you've got to look at, you know, just like the Bushes did. The Bushes were more for freedom, but now they're kind of a sellout to deep state, you know, because I know they got a lot of friends, the common friends with the Clintons and, you know, the Obama people and, you know, Jeffrey, well, I don't know if they got connections to him, but they got connections to the, you know, you got to look at the Trilateral Commission and who's getting rich, Scotty.
Yeah,
And Giuliani stood up. He put John Gotti in jail. You got to look at that. That was, you know, in the 1980s. He's been a seasoned prosecutor. Okay. Seasoned prosecutor.
That's fine.
Not everybody in the Democrat Party agrees. I get it. At all. But you know, like he'll be just fine.
Okay.
But if not Rudy, we got a place for you in the Villages. Patty and I, we will take care of you. You'll never think you left Mar-a-Lago.
You got Thanksgiving plans, Rick?
Patty's still coming up. Okay. It's supposed to be a little windy.
That's what I'm hearing too.
You know, she's halfway up. She's at the casino in Buffington Harbor, Indiana. I think. They used to be a Trump casino boat, but he had to, disclose of all that because he became president of the United States, so he can't run a casino boat anymore.
Oh, is that right?
So, you know, she's down there having a little fun. She's going to come up here before the windstorm, and then, you know, we're going to probably go to my son Joe's house.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a little fun at the dinner table. I hope to be with some of those Democrat relatives of mine, because I like to give them a hard time when I'm passing the cranberries. Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, cranberries are red. We should be a red state here.
All right, here's something that we can finish up on. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish, Rick?
Like I said, cranberries.
Cranberries?
Red state.
Now, like fresh cranberries, right, with the berries in the mix, like not out of a can, right?
Oh, well, any way you make them.
Okay.
Is a winner.
You'll take it however you can get it.
But yeah, fresh is best, of course.
I'd have to go with stuffing. I think that's my favorite thing. Stuffing on Thanksgiving is nothing like it. With a little gravy.
Mm. Well, you know, the stuffing, I can eat it too. But you know what? It's about stuffing people's heads with conservative pro-America opinions. That's the point of Thanksgiving dinner.
I was trying to exit on a unifying theme.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, people, you liberals, you Democrat people want to celebrate Thanksgiving because you think it's all about the food and the beverage.
Well,
but
much.
You don't remember what the history is and what America did, like how America was made, how your freedom was won.
It was kind of before America.
You know what would bother me is if one of the football players during the Thanksgiving Day games kneeled during the national anthem. Okay. Especially if one of those Detroit Lions does it, because they're a terrible team, too. They, like,
yeah, why did they get to play on Thanksgiving? They don't deserve it.
I don't know about that. Scotty, I might have to agree with you on that one. Like, well, that's the losingest team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Maybe we found something. That's the point of Thanksgiving. We can always find something to agree on.
All right, Rick. Well, it's great to see you.
Okay. You know, Lions are like going to be like the Democrat Party next year. Always losing.
Okay.
All right. Unless you do your impeachment, that's the whole reason you got to do it, I suppose, because you are the Lions of politics.
Oh, that hurts.
Well, you take care, Scotty.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Forward.